This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You were saying?
I'm trying to get my S together over here. There we go. All right. Whew. Seemed like a quick 2 minutes.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hi.
Just
been having the weirdest 2 days.
Why? What's
like
going
this
on?
This morning and yesterday.
Why? What's up?
Just, is it the weird weather?
Maybe.
I don't know. What?
Dude, it was 70 degrees on my drive-in.
Uh-huh.
My little Chingadera
so
or whatever
weird.
Was like 70. I'm all, what the hell?
Was there any rain coming your way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But 70?
It's crazy.
At 4:30 in the morning?
I know. Yeah. It's just been, it's so weird.
So what else has been weird?
Well, yesterday, just weird stuff keeps happening, like all this strange, just out of the norm stuff, you know. Like this morning, my computer died on me. So that was.
This is your.
It's my
desktop.
Mac, my Mac laptop.
Oh, it's a laptop.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, it basically stays on my desk. I
stopped moving mine around too.
Yeah, I just don't do it. It's just a pain, you know. It's also hooked up to like a backup thing, and it's got all wires and my thumb drive stuck in. It's got crap everywhere. I'm
mine
just like,
too.
You know what? I leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn it on and I look at my email and I start clicking around, you know, as you do in the
Sites,
morning
yeah.
and see what's happening. And all of a sudden the screen goes sideways. And so like the left side of it is in the center and then the right side's coming in from the left. And I'm like, what's happening? And then it shuts down. And I'm like, oh. And then it starts back up again and just never would start again.
Did you update?
Like a striped screen. I haven't updated anything.
So there's a new update for the Mac.
OS.
It's like Mojave or something.
I don't know.
And it's got a black screen. It's wonderful.
Oh. John does all the updating of everything that is going to be updated. I don't do anything with the computer because I am just, my track record is horrible with them. Like there's so many times. Because the thing is, I wouldn't even really have a laptop. I wouldn't even have a computer. The only thing I need it for is I run QuickBooks or whatever it is off of it, which I don't even understand that program at all. But I need it because I have to.
After all this time, you're still confounded by it?
It really is just not, you know, I mean, I use a tiny portion of what it can, because it's like business software, you know? So I have to plug all this stuff in because my accountant wants all my, you know, or whatever he is. Yeah, I guess he's my accountant, the guy who does my taxes and. Mm-hmm. I've talked to him way more because I...
Finance guy.
Right, whatever. So I have to print him. I have to print reports to him, and then I have to invoice this company and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So I understand just this little fraction of what I have to do in this thing. And then there are so many weeks where I'm doing my bills and keeping my business in order where I push my chair back and I just put my... I mean, it must happen twice a month. Where I'm just like, ah! Just hands up in the air. John, help me. What's happening in here?
You couldn't do that this morning, huh?
No, well, you know, he's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I, of course, wrote him like 30 texts like, hey, this is what happened. Because it just all of a sudden went to this striped screen. And then it looked like it was going to start up. Like the little Apple logo was there and the thing started to scroll across. And then it just shut down again. And I'm like, oh. And then it started back up again. Like it got into this loop. So finally I just... Turn the thing off. I tried restarting it with different keys pressed. And
did you pour water into it? Sometimes that helps.
Yeah, that is usually a good thing. No, I didn't do anything to it. So, I don't know. I've had it a long time, so.
Macs get hot. It could be that. It could be
Maybe,
anything. Anyway,
right.
John will figure it out. So,
yeah.
What else is weird?
So, yesterday, my sister-in-law lives here now.
Yeah.
And
your brother.
And my brother. And it's great, actually. John, my brother, came and sat in my workshop with me yesterday for like an hour. We just chatted while I was sewing things. It was lovely. You know, we have a nice relationship and we're talking. But earlier in the day, her friend is in town. My sister-in-law's friend came from St. Louis and she's spending the week with her. And
is that the one that came to see you.
No, those people are coming.
That's the first question I had yesterday. Is this
the infamous one?
And her answer is, no, she's coming this weekend.
Yeah, that girl's coming this weekend.
So these cats got visitors already.
They do, sure. Well, you know, when you move someplace new, and especially someplace like California, like this girl had never been to California. Oh. The one who came yesterday, Nancy, really nice. I mean, the 2 minutes that I
that
met her.
Must be an experience coming here for the first time.
I know, fun. And seeing it all. She was, it was funny because by about 3 o'clock, I got a text from Debbie saying, can you have John bring the phone check? Like, I guess she'd already taken so many pictures that her phone had died.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
This Nancy chick.
Nancy.
And Nancy. Chatty.
Oh. Chatty Nancy.
Nancy.
So I meet her and, you know, and they're like, hey, we're going to go to Sausalito. Do you want to come with us? We'll have, like, you know, we'll go shopping and have lunch. I go, you know, I really don't want to. I was at work mm-hmm. for a while. I'm exhausted from work and I want to sew some stuff. I have things I want to do and but I will drive you to Sausalito.
Wow.
It's 5 minutes from my house. I'm like, I'll drive you there because they were going to Uber over. I'm like, no. Hop in the car. I'll drive you over.
Drop you guys off. Make sure you're gone.
Yes, exactly. Get you the hell out of here. So they get in the car. And as I'm coming up, like this road near my house, it sort of heads towards the high school. And this guy's like kind of aggressively like trying to squish into the lane or move me out. Like I was just like, oh, this guy. Eh. So as we come up to the light and the light's about to turn yellow, I gun it. And I just accelerate around the corner to get away.
You
to get
gunned it?
Yes, me. So, and meanwhile, like, Nancy's trying to show me this picture on her phone.
What?
I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
no.
No. So I go too fast around the corner in front of a school. And sure enough, quarter mile down the road, there's lights behind me. I'm like, oh, there's a cop behind me. Oh, I wonder what this is. I figure I'm just going to get out of his way and he's going to keep going.
Oh,
like, what did I do?
No.
I don't do anything. So don't laugh, Vinny.
Sarah.
So I haven't been pulled over. I don't know how. Did I still have that red convertible when you got back here?
That's the last time. No, you did
I
not.
I never saw that car.
Yeah, I never saw it. I couldn't even imagine you in a convertible.
Me either.
But I know that that is the last time you got pulled
that's
over.
That's the last time I got pulled over.
Yeah.
And so
red cars will do that to you.
So 11 or 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that's the last time.
Yeah, I don't see you in that car either.
Well, no one else did either. Like, boy, you're driving that thing pretty slow. So I pull over, and I don't even know where to pull over. He goes, Paul, go up to the, you know, yells at me through his speaker. Go up to the bus stop. And I don't understand. I'm like, I yell out the window, what?
Oh, God.
And he's all, the bus stop, get up there. So I'm like, okay.
And it's so scary. Like, your hands start shaking.
I know.
Your stomach, your
well,
legs
and
tremble.
Nancy doesn't stop talking. I'm like, oh, my God. So I pull over, and the guy comes up, and he's not a young guy, you know, nice person, whatever. I can't find my registration. I'm still in Milford. I'm not even a mile from my house at this point, right? And I'm like, oh, what's the matter? And he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? And I go, I think I must have been going too fast. I said I accelerated around that corner.
Wrong answer, Sarah.
No, he goes, you were going 41 and a 25 at the school.
Oh my God.
I know. Which is
locked. Criminal. Just like that story you were telling us yesterday, Vinny.
Which story?
Where we disobey the law. Or
yes,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was totally in my head too. I'm like, oh no. So I was going fast. I go, you know what though? I was trying to get this guy was like being really aggressive, and the girls are like, the guy was blah blah blah.
If he lets you off,
so I can't find my registration. So I find like just a bundle of papers. I sort of hand it to him. He's kind of like looking through them. He finds my insurance thing and my registration. He goes, all right, I'll be right back. He goes over. Comes back 2 minutes later. He's like, look. And Debbie's out the window like, I really think it's my fault because we were talking to her and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God. Like, if he lets you off.
Of course he let me off.
Oh, my God.
Three old ladies in a
Never!
Car.
In a million years would I have gotten away with that.
Yeah, well, you would because you wouldn't have been so friendly. I was super friendly and just apologetic. And I told, and plus that, I mean, I was like all upset because the, you know, guy was being aggressive. And so I.
Yeah.
So anyway, and plus, it's not like I was going 60 in a 25, you know.
Oh, really?
41 in a
25. You deserve to be let off, right?
High school thing. But they do appreciate the truth.
Right.
And if, you know, if they could get down with, okay, I understand what you're saying, and these two ladies. Ugh.
They just wouldn't shut up. And then so he's like, all right, I'm gonna just let you go. Let's slow it down. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And he's on the passenger side at this point. He's talking in Debbie's window. And Debbie's like, she starts talking to him, and I'm like, oh my God, shut up. She's like, you know, it's our fault because we were talking and blah, 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 blah. She's, you know, I just moved here. My friends, this is her first time in California. I'm like, it's okay. We can just shh.
He's like, let me give that lady a ticket.
Right. A shut the hell up ticket. So anyway, so I'm like, kind of, you know how something that happens totally out of the norm for you just like kind of jacks you. Like my whole day felt weird.
Totally,
like everything felt kind of surreal. And then this morning my computer breaks, and then I'm driving into work. And it's funny because, you know, I leave at exactly the same time every day. That's when I leave. I know what KCBS will be saying when I get to this light. I know what, you know, I know
that's
that I'm
That's right, you do. It's yesterday's broadcast.
I'm going to hit, when I hit the Golden Gate Bridge, the sports report starts. Like, and I know if I'm, I can judge if I'm running a little late or running early.
Yep.
They are clockwork. That. It's so funny.
It's great, actually.
It is great. I shouldn't have said that.
I know, but they're so funny, though,
that they're like, bing, bing, bing. I can't even imagine
mechanical.
Broadcasting like that.
Yeah,
I know. I think about that all the time.
I like that kind of broadcast too,
but to me, hearing it, you appreciate it, but to be that, it's like the Army radio.
Right. Right.
Just robotic.
So I pull up at the light. I get off the highway, and I don't know if you guys have done the two new tunnels as you come off on Doyle Drive and all that. It does look great. So there's this light as you get off. I guess you're right sort of in the Presidio. There's a light, and it used to be triggered by you would roll over these sensors, and you just basically keep going. If you're going slow enough, you wouldn't even hit the light. The sensors would trip it. It would turn green. Now, I don't know what has happened to it, but I've sat at that thing for 3 minutes straight, and there's always cops parked up the road. Remember I told you one guy rolled through, he went through a red light, and the cop comes just out of nowhere running up. I realized they're sitting right over there. Thank God that wasn't the day I went through the red light. So I'm sitting at the red light waiting, and this white car that I see every single day is already sitting at it, so I pull up, and he's sitting there. And we're sitting there, and we've been there for 15, 20 seconds because we're going to be there for a while because the freaking light never changes. And I hear beep, beep, and I look over, and he's like, roll your window down. And just the old school, older dude, not push the button. But So he goes, hey, I see you every morning. How you doing? I'm like, good. How you doing? And he's like, I just thought I should say hi. We see each other every morning. We sit at this light together every morning. It's, you know, I'm
cute.
Martin. I'm like, I'm Sarah.
So, oh, Martin.
Nice to meet you. And I'm like, okay, I think the light's going to change. And he turned yellow over here. He's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm
like,
all right. Marty.
Bye. Bye.
You.
Yeah, I'm Marty. I know. So that was weird, too. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's a listener. You know, you start to think about this stuff. And
was he going to jack me?
No. He was just a nice, some dude, I don't know, 40 years old or something. Regular, you know, roll the window down kind of guy.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Well, like, do kids go like this when they want you to roll the window down?
I've never had a kid just.
Yeah, I guess I never have either. You know, only old people do that. Yeah.
Kids go like this. Uber?
Exactly. Kids go, oh, I'm sitting at a light. Let me look at my phone.
Exactly.
I think if you're a 90s kid, which is when, you know, the actual button came out as opposed to the rolling circular
motion. Do you do the rolling?
I do.
Yeah,
yes,
you're in your,
totally,
in your 30s.
Because exactly. During my age, so I was totally rolling. And some of them were really heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, steering wheel.
They get kind of jacked. Yeah. You have one that was like, don't roll that down. Don't roll it down. It's off its track. I finally got it up.
Jesus.
I know. So anyway.
We all had our jalopies, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Yep. Jim McGuinn used to call, our old boss used to call them jockmobiles.
That's all you could afford.
Yeah, you just have like this just crummy car.
Oh, because all DJs are...
have just a crummy car.
Right.
You know, had this big like four-door Chevy sedan of some kind or whatever. And someone had broken in and like stolen the worthless stereo. And so the whole dashboard was all replaced and with like a red dashboard and a brown car. And it's like, oh, nice. Jock mobile. You remember.
We all
had those.
I had more than one.
Yeah. The old jockmobile. So anyway,
Well, you're safe now.
Yes.
You're at work
I'm here with you guys. Mm-hmm. We're all here.
Yeah.
It's good. Just a weird day. I saw your post. You must have gone surfing again yesterday, huh?
No, that was from...
Oh, well, I guess if they were in order, I'd know when that had shown up. I thought you maybe went away.
No, that was again. From 2 days ago. So yesterday I didn't have... First of all, there was some weather that, you know, the rain and whatever. I was like, I'm
Did
just
it rain
gonna...
more for you yesterday?
No, but I sort of had written it off. We had our podcast to do, and then we stayed late just talking to Michael. In general, I don't think we got out of here.
11?
Even later, yeah, I think, actually. So, yeah, I didn't want to stress on it. I just took my time going home, and it was nice to see them and talk to them. And
yeah, they're doing great.
Yeah.
Sarah,
baby.
You can tell that she's like a new mom and feeling it. Like the change is profound, and no matter what anyone says to you, it didn't prepare you for that.
No.
The all-consumingness of it.
Yeah.
So you could see it sort of on her, like, ay, ay, ay.
It's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things in life that there's no escaping it.
Well, and I always laugh because I think most of us who've decided to do it feel like, what name an idiot in your life that you go, ah, that person pulled it off. I mean, and then you realize after you have a kid, like, that might be why that person's an idiot. Yep. Like, oh, they haven't slept for 7 days. Of course that's why they look and act like that. It's because they have kids.
Yeah, a little bit wild through the eyes and deer in the headlights.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah. How that person got like
I
that.
I have a whole new set of that. You understand your parents better.
Right.
I mean, it's everything becomes very clear when you become part of the circle of life.
So I'm not saying, she didn't say anything like that, but that's my own feeling is that you have that sort of, oh, you know, so-and-so's pulled it off. And then after it happens to you, you're like, oh.
Oh, God, I'm just like so-and-so
that's
now.
That's why so-and-so's like that.
I like so-and-so? Oh, no.
They don't sleep. They fall downstairs.
I know.
They step on crap. I got a twisted ankle.
Right.
I haven't slept. I'm full of caffeine, but I'm still tired.
I know. You just feel like that wired feeling where you're just like, I can't focus on anything, but I'm wide awake and there's no sense laying down.
Yeah. Michael seems to be handling it with grace, though. But, he's also leaving on tour today.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's, it gets easier, too. Like, I think that she's really in the thick of it, and the kid will start smiling and being reactionary soon. And it's, you know, those first couple of weeks, I think you've expected something. You expect the Gerber baby to show up and delight you. And when it isn't that, it causes you to sort of step back and go, oh, what have I done here?
But you'll get that. So the text I woke up to this morning, because I went to bed at 8.
Mm.
I left the Rockies and Cubs. The Cubs had just tied it up.
Oh.
In the,
how did it go? Did they
the
win?
The Cubs lost.
Oh.
The Rockies. It was like the longest wild card game. Well, the wild cards haven't been around that long.
Right.
But anyway, it went 13 innings. It was a 5-hour game. So I'm actually glad I tapped out and went to bed. But I got a text with a picture. The text is, the ending of My Little Pony was surprising for someone. And then the picture is of my two daughters who are listening to their mom. Can you see the baby all like bug-eyed for some reason?
That is so freaking cute. That is the cutest picture. You've got to post that.
But those are the moments.
Can I see that, please?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The baby is so, you know, it's funny how much they change, and that baby is so cute.
But you see the bug eyes, what she's getting at there. So
she's saying that's the baby's.
The reason the
reaction.
Baby looks like bug eyed is because of the ending of My Little Pony, which of course is just.
The baby's so cute.
Family nonsense. But...
Oh my God, you should put that up. And with that caption, that is so freaking cute. Okay, I'm looking at your phone here. This is a 10.
Yes.
How do you get to back to the home screen?
Oh, my goodness.
There's no button anymore. I just don't understand it.
Well, in this case, you would hit done and then flip up.
Oh, it's just a flip up thing?
Flip up.
And then what if I wanted to quit apps? Normally, I would double click the...
So if you're in... See this line here?
Yeah.
Flip.
But it's not quit though.
Flip. Yeah, you just
It's
just
not quit.
Quit.
You have to... to shut that app off. Like, you know how
you double click the thing? You don't have to do that. But if you want to, you can bring yourself to the screen where all the open stuff is.
Hold it.
And then hold it. And it'll give you that minus sign. Right. And then you just...
You can't just flick them upward and get rid of them?
Yeah, you can.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
When you learn stuff, Sarah, you should talk in the Dr. Phil voice and a little bit slower.
So what you're saying is,
what does that mean?
Instead of having to double click it, I just hold it and push it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can flick them up like you just said too. That works.
But how do I close all the windows?
You don't need to close them though. It doesn't matter.
Well, they run in the background. They eat your battery. Believe me, I'm very battery conscious.
My battery has never had a problem.
Mm. Yeah, I heard iPhone doesn't run in the background; it just sits there, supposedly.
Yeah.
Androids, you do have to close the other stuff in the background.
No, I don't believe. I don't necessarily buy that.
I don't know
because the Maps thing is always.
Your battery will never run out if you would just kick down and buy a new phone. Trust me, you don't use it
don't
enough.
It won't run out. I have it on the charger here. Let's see what I'm at. 75%. I'm good. 100% when I went to bed this morning. Last night.
Oh, my God.
I know.
A new phone already.
Well, I'm going to have to go to the Apple store because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they can fix my
computer
or I got to get another one. But I have had that computer. You know how computers are. You don't even remember how long you've had it for.
2 years passes in a blink.
Oh, it really does. God, even this week is flying by. It's hump day already. All right. KLSE, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's going to be a great day, and we'll be back right after this. That's right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.